Well, good morning, everyone. We want to welcome you back to the radio broadcast for Independence Baptist Church. Now, last week we shared a very condensed history about Pastor Reynolds and an overview of what our radio broadcast is about. We did this in case there were new listeners that had not been familiar with Independence Baptist Church. But that, however, of course, was not our full message during the broadcast last week. Our message last week, where we spent most of our time, was actually talking about how the Old Testament shows us our need for a substitution. And, of course, we know that Christ is our substitution. The title for the message was The Donkey That Was Loved. And the text was in Exodus chapter 34, verses 19 and 20. And verse 20 actually states, "But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then thou shalt break his neck." You know, and Pastor Reynolds talked last week about how this passage shows us a perfect example of our need for a substitution. You know, and he actually ended the message last week talking about how this also shows us a hidden problem. It shows us that there is a hidden problem, something that we don't see on the surface. And of course, that hidden problem is sin. And it causes all kinds of grief and sorrow. And we all have sin in our lives, and we even have sin, honestly, from the time of our birth. Everybody is born into this world with sin. You know, and this week we're going to continue on this same topic about the donkey that was loved, but we're going to back up just a few minutes into last week's message so everybody can kind of get a feel of where we ended at last week. So here is Pastor Reynolds talking about the hidden sin problem.
Every person has within them a life that is more than a life that's upon this earth. But every person has within them a life that goes throughout all eternity and never ends. And that every person has a problem inside them that's called sin. I have a young granddaughter here this morning. Her name is Sierra, and she's just as cute as a bug. Well, cuter than a bug, because bugs are not real pretty. But you know, there's a little problem in Sierra. There's a little problem in Sierra. I say, what's that problem? There's a sin problem in Sierra. She's no different than anybody else. And God wants us to know that there's a sin problem. God wants us to understand. When we go down to the hospital, you go down to Cardinal Glennon, now we've been down there. Or you go down to Children's Hospital, and you go into those neonatal units, and you see those tiny little babies laying there. And they've got tubes going in and out of them. They got all kinds of things going on to them. You realize, well, what did that child do to get in that shape? Child didn't do anything. It's because of sin. When you look at this little donkey and you say, well, there's nothing wrong with that donkey. There's nothing wrong with that lamb. You're apt to say, well, God is unjust in condemning either one of those to death. But the problem is that there's an unseen difficulty, and that is sin that's on the inside. Now listen, let's just be real honest, because you know what I'm talking about. You know that within you, that's where the problem is. It's not something on the outside, but it's something on the inside. You look just like everybody else, pretty much. I mean, you know, we've got legs and arms and heads and ears, and most of us got all those things that, in this body. You see, the problem is not what's on the outside. The problem is what's on the inside. It's the unseen. It's the thing that goes on the inside that condemns a person to eternal damnation. When a person is saved, you can't see that on the outside, except you see the fruits of their life. Salvation occurs on the inside, because that's the work of God that's in there. And this very practical example that God gives to every Israelite, that when the little donkey was born, he would know that this was so. But think of something else. What about the lamb? You know, every time a lamb was born, they sacrificed lambs all the time. You think that the Israelite would look at that little lamb that was born and say, "This little lamb, I'm going to kill." What was wrong with the lamb? Nothing. Got four little legs. You know, it's got two ears, got a head and a good-looking face. Got that wool on it. Got a little tail wagging in the back. Drinks at the water just like everybody else eats. Anything wrong with that lamb? Why, no. The problem is just on the inside. Because there's a sin problem. You see, there's a hidden thing there. And God wants us to recognize that there's a sin problem about us all. That's what God wants us to see. Now, I know that the Israelite, he could look at this little lamb, he could look at the little donkey, and he could say, "I'm going to disregard what God said." And there's a lot of people today that are disregarding what the Bible says. They don't even care what God's Word said. They're going to do their own thing, their own way, and just get out of the way, God. I'm making the best of my life. I know that there's folks like that. And you do too. But you also know that they pay the eternal consequences of their actions and their decisions that they make. I mean, that's the way it is. We all do that. But you think about that the life of this little donkey or the life of the lamb is in the hands of that Israelite. It's in his hands, what he does. And whether the donkey lived or whether he died is at the sole discretion of the Israelite, the individual Israelite. And that teaches that Israelite that there is a God in heaven who has his life in his hands. And whether he lives or whether he dies is in the hands of God. You think about yourself today. Our lives are literally in the hands of Almighty God. Now we can say, "I've got it all figured out." You can figure it out all you want to figure it out. But your life is in the hand of God. You can say, "I'm young, I'm healthy, I've got a lot of years ahead of me," and I hope you do. I hope you are. But I say one thing about life. It comes and it's gone. When I look back on my few years I've been here, and it hadn't taken me very long to get this far, it's gone by a lot quicker than I ever thought it would. It's gone by a day at a time. It seemed like the days anymore are about 12 hours long. And as old as I am, I have to sleep a lot. And so that kind of cuts into that time. But you think about it. Your life is in the hands of God. You know this for certain. Your salvation is in the hands of God. Your salvation is in the hands of God. It really is. It is God that gives salvation. It is God that grants salvation. And somebody will say, "Well, you know, I signed on the dotted line a long time ago." What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Are you trusting in your signature? Or are you trusting in Jesus Christ? You trusting in a piece of paper that's going to be burned up? Or are you trusting in Jesus? That tells us some of the difference in those things. But you think about this. The substitute must be right. If we're going to live, if we're going to live eternally, knowing that our lives are in the hands of God, we must have a substitute that's right. If you look in this passage in the book of Exodus chapter 34 and verse 20, here's what it says. "But the firstlings of an ass thou shalt redeem with church membership." Is that what your Bible says? Mine don't either. The first thing of an ass thou shalt redeem with baptism. Thou shalt redeem with good works. Thou shalt redeem with good living. Thou shalt redeem with good intentions. What else can we name that people are depending upon? Thou shalt redeem with a chicken. Wouldn't that work? Thou shalt redeem with a nice, big, juicy, plump turkey. Thou shalt redeem with an ear of corn. I mean, those are silly. You know that that's silly. And yet a lot of people today are doing exactly that. The sacrifice that's going to be paid for our sins must be a lamb. God specified that. And Jesus Christ is that lamb that should come. There's only one way. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's only one way. And Jesus Christ is that way. Look in the book of Philippians chapter 2. Talking here about Jesus Christ and how that He is the one. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. This is Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Today, if you're here and you're lost, just understand, I pray that God will make it real to you. That everything that you do will not work. But what God works, because our lives are in His hands, will work. And it is God that has provided the Lamb for our salvation, for our life, if you would. It is God that has provided Jesus Christ to us. And you think about how much that God loves us. You think about how much that Israelite would have to determine that he'd rather kill the lamb and have the donkey. He had to make a choice. One way or the other. And God made a choice, if I can put it that way. He made a choice and said, I love the donkey so much, I'll send my son to die on the cross of Calvary to make a way of redemption. Wow. That's how much He loves us. So, well, did He love us more than He loved His Son? It's not that. That's the wrong thing you're thinking there. That's the wrong principle. But God knew that that's the only way that we could ever find any kind of redemption was from a source that was outside ourselves. Because what's inside us will condemn us to an eternal damnation.
Well, we pray that you've enjoyed the message about substitution so far, and we still, of course, have two more messages on this topic that we'll be covering in the two remaining weeks this month. But before our time is up today, we would like to extend an invitation for you to come and attend services with us. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our morning services will be starting with Sunday school at 10 a.m. and morning worship services at 11. We will also have a prayer meeting at 4 p.m. and another worship service at 4:30. And of course, for more information about our church, you can log on to our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And of course, on that website, you will find a lot of different books and articles that have been written about our beliefs. You can download those free of charge. There is only a charge if you want us to actually print and mail you a copy, but as long as you're willing to download the file to your computer and then you can read it from there or print it from there, it is completely free of charge. Well, I am noticing that our time is up for today. We do still have two more broadcasts on this topic of substitution, so be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about the donkey that was loved.